But the other risk is that they are now potentially turning Donald Trump into a cultural punchline, right? That he's an idiot, that his supporters are dorks, that he's been fooled into doing all this stuff, and that he's a failure. And, you know, Donald Trump, for better or for worse, has had an incredible ability to shape the perceptions of him and the cultural relevance that he has. And to a degree, he loses that control when these people turn on him, when his own supporters turn on him. And that hasn't really happened in the entirety of his political career. These people are not MAGA. They are just politically curious podcasters who kind of got sucked in and came to support Trump. Now, you ask, is it dangerous? Of course, it's dangerous politically, but is it justified? And I would argue it is justified, because there are a host of promises that Donald Trump made to this sect in particular, but the voters in general, that he's just not followed through on. It's not just to stay out of Middle East wars. It's not just to be completely transparent on the Epstein files. He literally said he would bring down gasoline prices by half.